Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
B. Mitch and Finley, presented by John Leahy and the Fine Living Group. Let the MVP of DMV Real Estate sell your home for more. Visit johnsellsdmv.com. Don't want to waste any time. Time to get on the MGM National Harbor listener line presented by the BetQL Network. Wagertainment for every fan. Morning, afternoon, and night. Get sports betting tips from the best in the game streaming now on Odyssey. We're going to Oklahoma, baby.
Oklahoma.
To talk to our friend, Mr. Tress Way. Tress, how are you, sir? Thank you for making time today.
Dude, I'll tell you what. So I listen to you guys on the way home from practice and workouts every day because it's right about that time when you guys are on. Yep. I think it's just an honor to be a part of all of the intro songs. I got to just sitting here. I mean, I'd like to thank y'all because I feel pretty big time. So I'm officially a part. That this will take me back every time I hear the intro song.
If you want your own walk-up song, we can make that happen if you have a request.
Dude, the problem is that so here – back whenever I used to play like a real position and also other sports when I played baseball in high school, I was such a douche that my walkout song was Hell's Bells by AC/DC because I thought it would strike fear into the pitchers as I was coming up to the dish. But I don't think I've earned that yet. But I will take you up on that sometime, man.
Can you tell the Tony Gwynn story? I don't know that everybody realizes what a sick athlete you were and that how serious your baseball career could have been.
So one of my big claim to fames in the baseball career was our high school got invited to a best of the West high school baseball tournament in Arizona. I think we actually played against Sumberg's high school in that tournament. Sumberg wasn't there, but we're facing this dude who's supposed to be like a first or a second round pick, just freaking flamethrower, throwing mid-90s, and your boy took two of them deep off of two home runs in one game. Of course, there was a bunch of scouts there, college pros, things like that. Well, one of them was for San Diego State and got to talk with a recruiter there at the game, an assistant coach, and they knew I was leaning towards football because I was committed to the Sooners, but nevertheless got an offer to play baseball at San Diego State for scholarship, and I refused to believe it was one of those stamp signatures. It was signed by Tony Gwynn himself, who I believe was the hitting coach for the Aztecs at the time, and I'm pretty sure I've got that one stashed away somewhere. I'll be full-blown dad and have it up one day.
Did you not see how much those baseball players make?
Yeah. So, B. Mitch, here's the deal, man. I'm a slow learner, and see in Oklahoma, you know, the crimson and cream. When the Sooners come a calling, it's tough to turn down, man. Well, Coach Stoops did his home visit at my house, and to God, all of my neighbors were out on their front lawn taking pictures of him driving by to my house. So, nevertheless, it was a little tough to turn down the Sooners for some football, man.
The reason we have you on, I don't know if you're aware of this, but you've recently been promoted. Not only are you a Pro Bowl punter for the Commanders, you're also now the...
And based off Stephen A. Smith, you're the quarterback. You're a quarterback for them as well.
That's right.
You now are also the official Oklahoma lifestyle reporter for the B. Mitch and Finley radio program. So congratulations.
For Southern Hills Golf Course.
Yep. So now I know it had been a good run, but now I know I made it. So thank you all.
So, dude... we're not bringing you on to talk Commanders. If everybody's tuned in waiting for me to ask Tress about Carson Wentz, you'll have to tune in next week. We're bringing you on because you are our boots in the boots on the ground in Oklahoma.
No doubt.
So we need the Southern Hills, Tulsa, Oklahoma, PGA Championship starts tomorrow. They've rebuilt this thing since 2007. You've played it since they rebuilt this thing. Let's start by hearing about the course. What do we need to know? What are we looking for?
Yes. So first of all, I would like to call it the Dadgum Creek. So there is this beautiful yet just piss you right off creek that runs throughout the whole dang property. And whenever you think it's out of play or, oh, there's just some trees on the right, tucked right behind the trees is this creek. And it just keeps freaking following you all the way around the course. And it's like hole number 12. And I believe it ruined Arnold Palmer's chances of winning the PGA, if I'm not mistaken. But regardless, it is the Ben Hogan hole. Because he said it was one of the best par fours in the country. And, dude, wow. It's gorgeous. Dogleg left, and that Dadgum Creek runs right in front, and this beautiful bridge to go onto the green, and then freaking bunkers. Four bunkers all across the back. It just, I mean, nut-crunching approach shot. But, dude, the course itself, hole one, when you tee off, you can see the skyline of Tulsa in the back. Hole 9 and 18 shared, like, basically almost share a green. It's split up by a couple bunkers. It's got, like, 48 bunkers between wow. those two greens combined. It's, dude, if you look at a picture of it, coming up on 9, coming up on 18, I'm not exaggerating. I bet you count 14 or 15 bunkers all around there. Dude, it is so cool, like, especially Tulsa, Oklahoma, seeing a spot where every square foot of grass is just perfectly manicured. I saw a picture today through ESPN of a dude with scissors on the edge of the greens and the bunkers clipping it. That's the dedication that we like to bring to the major championships in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
So what is going to be the one thing that's going to give these guys the biggest problem?
So for me, dude, I think it's going to be the tee shots. So everything is set up like you have these kind of cut and turn dog legs. It's not like a, oh, I'm going to go after this corner. It's like you have to really honor your landing spots. And so the rough, I don't think is going to be anything crazy, but if you could set yourself up off the tee, dude, the approach shots are so tough. I mean, there's no breaks. And so whether it's that Dadgum Creek running around everywhere or the 94 bunkers tied to all the different, however many bunkers there are, dude, I'm anxious to see how everybody does off of the tee. The other thing is freaking Oklahoma with the wind. I need to check the weather and see what these dudes are going to have to deal with because it comes howling through the plains, man.
Well, when you get back, it's a course in Reston. It's nothing like Southern Pines. But it has a creek that runs through the whole course. It's called Hidden Creek. Go check it out.
Yep, Hidden Creek. See, it's hidden. That's messed up.
We're talking with our friend Tress Way, Commander's punter, also an avid golfer who's out in Oklahoma where they'll be playing the PGA Championship this weekend, giving us a tour, a preview of the PGA Championship. I got to say this. I love Golf Channel. I watch it. I love the PGA Tour Golf XM radio mm-hmm. channel. None of those guys, not even our dear friend Steve Sands, nobody gives you analysis like this. When you go to Southern Hills, Tressway says, beware of the nut-crunching approach shots.
Yep.
I never heard that on Golf
and
Channel,
the freaking
Tress.
Creek.
And the freaking creek.
And now, the freaking creek.
There's two more things I want to do here. I want to hear, because like if I go play Southern Hills and I shoot a 103, Beamish is going to be like, well, you're terrible. That doesn't tell me anything about the course. Tress can play. Tress has played the course. Let's hear about your last round out there, what you shot.
Yes. So one of the things that I always remember, we played with I think, aspiring club pro. The dude that had been there, the dude could freaking play. So I come out, bogey one, par two, par three, and I bogey four. And so you go down from the clubhouse, you go over hole two is sick. If you guys can remember this, watching them try and hit tee shots on hole two, you either got to lay up and have a long iron in or go for it, but you better be freaking right because if you're left, you're toast. Mm-hmm. But so and that Dadgum Creek comes into play everywhere, B. Mitch. So I come up on four. And I'm two over after four. I'm like, all right, playing some golf at Southern Hills. Like, I got to buckle up. The dude tells me that I'm on 63 watch. And the guy we're playing with. And I go, buddy, I don't think I get 63 at putt-putt, but what are you talking about? So apparently the course record from the TIFF still held by Tiger Woods from 2007 is 63, and he was 2 over after 4. It shot a freaking 63 that
wow.
day. His last 14 holes were different than my last 14 holes. But, dude, I will say the guy that we played with did an awesome job of kind of giving me the lay of the land, where to be, where to miss, and rolled out with a 79, and I was pretty jacked about that. But, dude, the club specials there, oh, buddy, with some Sprite, some limeade, some vodka. I mean, dude, you can either get them frozen like a slushy, or you can get them on the rocks.
We need to go to JP.
They are awesome, man.
I have a feeling if we ever make it to Oklahoma, Tress will roll.
Are you
going
to try to
carpet.
Play it on Monday? Because, you know, you play a course right after the tournament, you get to play the air conditions, and it changes a little bit.
You know what?
I think OTAs start Monday.
Yeah, but see, the key is if I could get a couple people to go with me. You know, like, you never know if you just invite the head ball coach and like, hey, coach, we'll just red eye it or come back, whatever we need to do, and we'll get there.
he has access to that G5.
He might be able to.
See,
really
now we're talking. Now we're talking.
We're talking with our friend Tress Way, the Commander's punter, about the PGA Championship set to commence here in Southern Hills in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Now, you're in OKC, so you're like an hour away. How far is Oklahoma City from Tulsa?
Yeah, it's right at an hour and a half. But, dude, Southern Hills is an 8-minute drive from the house I grew up in, so it's right up the road. But,
So
Tulsa's hometown, but, yeah, we live in OKC.
Okay. Have you seen the cost of beer and alcohol at this golf tournament?
Thank you. You know, JP, thank you for bringing it up, because I didn't know how I organically was going to bring this up, but it does need to be addressed.
It's outrageous.
So we, and obviously I'm pretty prideful and very thankful for where I come from, but we are known for our hospitality. So all of a sudden, these freaking $18 beers come rolling out, which I don't know. I don't know where that came from.
What size is this beer?
Oh, you weren't here Monday. We did a whole dude. A Michelob Ultra is $18
for a 12
ounce.
We're unsure.
It doesn't matter,
B.
Mitch. You better get 6 of them for $18.
Yeah.
That's the whole point. So this comes out, and how I learn about this. Now, I don't do a whole lot of betting in the sports world, but I always do like the pick'ems with my buddies and family and things like that. I emotionally pick every time. And a lock for me to pick every time is my boy JT, Justin Thomas. How I learned about the $18 beer was my boy JT gassing it up. And I just could not be more proud to be a JT fan, while also just a little bit sick to my stomach that we're charging these good people enjoying a major championship $18 for a freaking brew, man. I don't know what the deal is. I'll write like a stern letter or a Yelp review or something like that. I'll get it figured out.
It's something. JT even commented on Instagram, are you kidding me about $18 a beer?
That's a lot of money for a beer.
Now
he gets it.
Now, I'll say this. Our friend had a really good point. Maybe beers cost $18 because they got a guy out there cutting the grass with scissors. Maybe that's how you got to balance this
thing. There you go.
That's it. You know, I mean, you got to – there's some give and take. I get it. But, dude, I just have a tough time giving that much for the brewski. I mean, come on. Let the people get – and we got – it's the major championships. It's the PGA championship. We got to be calm. We got to be reserved. But, dude, it's the Sooner State. Let's let them rip a little bit.
My guess is Southern Hills isn't in charge of what those costs are, and it's the PGA. But let's transition here.
I don't think so.
We need some of Tress's picks. Who do you like this week? Whose game shapes up well for Southern Hills?
Yes. Phenomenal question. I'll tell you what, dude, obviously I take JT every time, so take that as my emotional pick. Dude, I do like Rory, because there is multiple, it's the drive, like I was telling you about the commanding drives, and it was not only was it nut crunching approach shots, it was nut crunching tee shots for me hitting my cut. But Rory with the draw, dude, the draw is going to come into play. He can get there in 2. You got to watch out for the Dagum Creek on the par 5. But I'm telling you, I really like Rory with the draw in play. And then other than that, I feel like a couple of the homers. Now bear with me. I am not skilled in this picking system, but there is a huge hub of Tulsa folks from the Oklahoma State grads, the Cowboys, the Pokes. So I think some of these pokes that's been a lot of time in Tulsa, shorter drive from Stillwater. And so I think you'll see maybe even Fowler show up a little bit.
Wow.
And a huge fan following in Tulsa, dude. Fowler's got a big fan following, so if he can get some emotions going there. And then Taylor Gooch. Taylor
he has
Gooch
a fan following, but his game doesn't match that anymore.
Dude, I told you I'm not skilled at this. I pick emotionally. So you gotta don't take what I'm saying to the bank. You're asking for my picks. I can't be wrong because you're asking for my picks.
Now, this I'm not trying to offend you. You're our guest, and the last thing I want to do is offend you. I have reason to believe that OK State has the better golf program than Oklahoma, just based on the pros that get turned out of there. Why is that the case?
In history, yes, that is true. I believe, now we got to do some calling back in the regionals that's taking place right now in Norman, Oklahoma, Jimmy Austin, another great course. But I think the Sooners are number one in the country right now headed into the NCAA regionals. But, dude, I will say you are spot on. I mean, dude. And
is that money they're getting from Tress Way?
I think those
donations he's sending back to the school.
Dress got a nice second contract, but it's not T Boone Pickens.
That's that ain't even close to old Mr. T Boone. Yeah, and so my wife and I, we don't even allow anything orange in the house. Our kids can't wear orange. We throw the orange markers out of the marker and crayon box. I mean, it's just a no go. But they're swinging Pistol Pete swinging a golf club logo. That's pretty sweet. I got to give them credit there. And so, dude, they got Carston Creek there, one of the top three courses in the state. That's where they practice. It's a big dog. Dude, they've built something big over there. So hopefully the Sooners can keep it climbing a little bit.
If I had to guess, Tress, when it comes to, what do they call it, Bedlam, I think
yes. The
Sooners would rather take football and they can have golf.
They can have golf, yeah.
Yep. See, and any Sooner fan will tell you that the Cowboys, that they're the little brother, and, you know, Oklahoma State just can't say the same thing, and I think it all chucks up to football. So thank you, buddy. Yes.
All right. Tress, we appreciate your time. When are you coming back to town? Do you have to travel during the PGA, or are you driving? Are you flying? What are you doing?
So I try and pull my cards a little bit, you know, with the wife, the golf, the buddy. So I do spend a lot of time flying back and forth. So yeah, I'll be back, hopefully sprinkling in some rounds of golf with the boys, dropping some bombs, getting ready to punt some balls. And but yeah, love this time of year. We got the major championships, we're hosting it in the Sooner State, and we get to start warming up for some football. So all things are good right now, man.
That's what I like to hear. Well, we will see you next week. Enjoy the PGA Championship. You're not going to be able to get over there to watch around, correct? Did you tell me that?
Correct. Yeah, correct.
Well, I'm sure there's a gigantic flat screen that'll have. How about the grouping of Tiger, Rory, and Spieth?
I like that.
I mean, how sick is that?
Yeah, I'm not a big like featured group guys. When they do the featured coverage, I throw on like the main feed and just kind of watch the guys. I think I'm going to change it for this one. I'm watching that freaking group, man.
Well, how have we not asked you about this? What do you think of Tiger's chances? What is just the walk like? Because we knew in Augusta with Tiger on coming back from the broken leg and everything,
that was gonna be tough.
That the Augusta walk is incredibly hard because it's straight uphill all the time. What is it like walking Southern Hills? What do you think of Tiger's chances?
Yeah, so first of all, Tiger, I was there on the green on 18 watching Tiger make the putt and obviously go on to win the 2007 PGA. I was there with some buddies.
That is so cool.
Knowing the dude has come there and taken care of business, that's a whole new level. Once again, I pick emotionally. Don't take my picks to the bank. So Tiger walking there, hey, it's the Great Plains, but it's called Southern Hills for a reason. It's the only five or six hills that you'll find in Oklahoma, along with a couple of the other golf courses with the name Hills in the name as well, like Dornick Hills and Twin Hills, things right. like that. So, yeah, I don't know about the walk necessarily, but, dude, if that dude gets hot, I mean, he's so fun to watch for golf. So, we'll see, man.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be incredible. And it's crazy that the last great golf story for an older player we had was Phil Mickelson last year at the PGA Championship in Kiawah, and he's not even showing up. It's just such a weird black
he's
hole.
He's kind of dealing with a situation right now.
Clearly.
Just a little bit, yeah.
Tress, we appreciate you, man.
Appreciate
Thank
brother.
You so much. You think about that
you
walk-up
got it, guys.
Song.
Great talking with y'all, man.
All right, man.
Thank you, dude. We appreciate it. That is our friend, Mr. Tress Way.
I tell you, he's a most sane, regular punter I've met in my life. Most punters are a little different, though. They're weird.
Yeah.
Tress isn't.
Tress is down to earth, yeah, man. Cool, you would never know he's a pro athlete. Just a good, good dude. When we return, we got some NBA draft to talk about, and we got to hear from D'Angelo Hall. Don't go anywhere. It's P. Mitch and Finley.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!